You're listening to a classic business podcast as heard on Classic 1027. 1027.
With Lester Davids, investment strategist at Unum Capital. Lester, what's got your attention in markets at the moment?
Good evening, Michael, and good evening to your listeners. This coming week marks the start of the first quarter earnings season on Wall Street. Analysts are expecting the results to be fairly strong. However, most will be watching to see what the company's the outlook for the second quarter as well as for the rest of the year, given the expectations for faster economic growth. On the economic calendar, we have the latest reports for the U.S. consumer price inflation, as well as the retail sales data, which will be the biggest data points of the week. Global financial markets will also pay close attention to comments from a handful of Federal Reserve officials, including Fed Chair Jerome Powell, for additional insights into the outlook for monetary policy in the months ahead. Elsewhere in Asia, China will be the first major economy to report its first quarter growth data when it publishes its highly anticipated GDP numbers this coming Friday.
And that is going to be a highly anticipated data point if ever there was one, to see how the economy that has been first out of this COVID crisis essentially is rebounding. If you look at your one big thing that's going to move the market this week, I know CPI data was highly anticipated. It came out earlier today, a little bit firmer than expected at 2.6 rather than 2.5. What do you read into that?
So we've been, as we've discussed on the slot over the last few weeks, inflation expectations have been on the increase. And I think that the data that we've seen this afternoon out of the U.S. certainly confirms that there is signs of inflation. I think it's a topic that is highly debated at present. However, the data does indicate that inflation is on the rise. So I think that consumers should perhaps brace themselves for perhaps higher interest rates over the medium term. As you know, we've seen prices of fuel increasing over the last couple of quarters.
And back to U.S. earnings, we've already run through the list of big names reporting this week. Overall, what is the market expecting in terms of the percentage increase according to Refinitiv data?
So the market's looking for a yearly jump of around 25%. This would be the biggest quarterly gain since the third quarter of 2018, when tax cuts under former President Donald Trump drove a huge surge in profit growth. We also, from a sector perspective, financials are expected to show one of the biggest gains, and that's at around 75% year on year. And I think that also has to do with the increase in interest rates, while materials are expected to be up around 45% over the same period.
This potentially will be a top in that particular cycle if you think of the tax increases that are being proposed by this administration now from 21 to 28%. In the ETF space, what's on your radar screen at this moment?
This week, we are having a look at the NASDAQ 100 Next Generation ETF. The code is QQQJ, and that's basically just an ETF that looks at the company's 100 to 200 that falls just outside of the NASDAQ 100. So it's an emerging companies ETF. And in the short space that it, or in the short time that it has been around, it's been fairly popular, attracting around $500 million in assets. If we have a look at the composition, it's basically businesses that has the potential to be within the NASDAQ 100 over the next few years, with popular themes such as advertising, on-demand entertainment, as well as cybersecurity, by names such as TradeDesk, Roku, and CrowdStrike.
That's a very interesting ETF, along with the Signia ETF, the ESG one that launched this week. We're going to be chatting to Signia about that on Thursday. And with that, that was your trip offshore with Lester Davids, investment strategist at Unum Capital. And some bad news as Eskom sends a release across my desk, stage 2 load shedding from 9 o'clock tonight. Best you go and get all your devices charged and powered up as we back into a bout of load shedding.